यहां से पर्टिनेंट क्वेश्चन, ए वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन, वेरी सटल क्वेश्चन टू मैत्रेय जी. व्हाट वाज दिस क्वेश्चन? ब्राह्मण कथम भगवान चिन्मात्रस्य अविकारिन. ब्राह्मण इज अविकारी एंड ही चिन्मात्र, ये चित्त स्वरूप. लीलया चापि युज्यते निर्गुणस्य गुणक्रिया. How even for the sport, for the Leela also he got united with the Guna and Kriya. Brahman is Satchitanand, we know. No? Satchitanand. So here it is a Chitta Sarupa. He is Chitta Sarupa. And even for the sport, even for the Leela, kaise ye jagat aya, people say ye Leela hai, this is sport of Leela. Bhagwan ki Leela hai. So Vidurji is asking how even for the Leela also he got associated with the gunas, with the maya and the activity. Kaise hua hai? Let me know this thing. Even for Krida also there should be a kamana, there should be a desire. Even if I want to play a game, there should be a desire to play the game, na? Either the desire should be inside or from the outside somebody call me, chalo tennis khelne chalte hain. But he swatah tripta cha katham nibritasa. Magar he is tripta. Tripta means he is fully contented, he is poorn. He is aptakam, he has got no desire at all. How a desire for the Leela also came into him? Batao. Then he says, Desata kalata yasa avasthata swato nyata abhilupta bodhatma. Abhilupta bodhatma means this consciousness is not conditioned, not limited by des, kal and avastha. Des means in the space. It is not limited in the space. Satchidananda is not limited in a space. Kal, it's not limited in time, it's beyond time. It's kalatita, avastata, in a particular circumstances also. Sa yujjita taya katham, how he got united with this maya, please tell me. He is infinite. How he got in united with the finite thing? And further he says, भगवान एक एवैस सर्व क्षेत्रेषु अवस्थितः अमुस्य दुर्भगत्तं वा क्लेशो वा कर्म भी कुतः. हाउ ही बिकम्स दुर्भाग्य, दुर्भाग्य मीन्स इल फेट, इल लक, एंड ही इज ऑल्सो फेसिंग कर्म भी कुतः, क्लेशो वा कर्म भी. because of the karma, kleshas are coming. And we have seen many types of klesha, five types of klesha I have seen. Because of the karma, he is suffering. So how come he is suffering? Tell me these things. Then Maitriji said, before that he said, etasmine manobidvan, this is causing me lot of problem. It's not the worldly thing is causing me problem. I am not able to understand the reality, truth. That is causing me problem. Aapko aisa problem hota hai? No. I am not able to understand the Paramatma. Kuch nahi hai, kya hai? That is not causing me problem. What is causing problem? The world is giving me problem. This is our problem. But Vidurji is saying, no, these things are not my problem. I know this is all creation of Maya. This is not my problem. My problem is that I am not able to understand the Paramatma. That is my problem. It is giving me a lot of suffering. Maitri Uvacha, Seyam Bhagavato Maya Yanena Viruddhate Ishwarasa Vimukta. He said, Ishwar is Vimukta. Ishwar is always Vimukta. Karpanya Samutta Bandhanam. This Karpanya, this Dinata and the Bandhanam, the bondage is because of what? Maya. Seyam Bhagavato Maya. But by logic you can't prove that. Maya is there. It's not there at all. Maya is not at all there. It is not there. The world is not there. From which standpoint? From the standpoint of Brahman. Ask Brahman, have you created world? No. Ask Rajju, ask rope, have you created snake? What Rajju will say? What the rope will say? Rope has not created the snake. Who has created? Mind is created. So long you are awake, the world is there. When we are in the deep sleep, where is the world? Is the world there? No. Therefore mind is world. Therefore mind is world. Then he says, yadarthena vinamusya punsa yatma viparjaya pratiyata upadrushtam swar swa sir chedanadi. Suppose in the dream somebody is cutting your head or a tiger is chasing you, you are running. What is that? It is in the dream. The moment you get up, you are not beheaded. Your head is there. Similarly, this bandhan is actually not there at all. But we are dreaming. Shastra says this Jagrat Avastha is also a dream of 100 years. In the night, when we see the dream, so long we are in the dream, it seems actual, it seems real. We suffer, we enjoy, we cry, we run in the dream. At that time, some guru comes and tells you, this is dream. Why are you suffering? Or why are you enjoying? You are not Raja. Or you are not a Rani. Will you accept Guru? No. You say, I am Raja, and you are saying you are not Raja. How come? You will not accept Guru. Similarly, even in the waking state, this is also a dream. When you come to know that the dream is not real, when you come out from the dream in the Jagrat Avastha, when you come into the waking state, then you realize the dream is false. Many times I have said, this Jagrat Avastha is dream number one. In this dream number one, you are seeing dream number two. When you come out from dream number two to dream number one, then you say the dream number two is false. When you come out from the dream number one, when will you come out from the dream number one? When you get the realization. When you come to the Turiya Avastha, when you come to that state, from that platform, you will say this is dream. Jagrat Avastha is also dream. Did you get it? So Jagrat Avastha is also a dream. And so long we are in the dream, it will look like real. thousand times Shastra says or the teacher says, you are Brahman. No, we are not Brahman, we are Jiva only. Then he gives an example to explain Vidur's question, how come Brahman is suffering because of karma? He gives an example of reflection of moon in the dirty water. We are superimposing the dullness of the reflection of consciousness, reflection of the moon, is because of the dirty water. Or if the water is moving, we say the reflection is broken. Really, is the reflection broken or is the reflection dirty? No. So by one example, Maitri ji explained that whatever be the condition of the water, whether it is dirty or moving, it does not affect the reflection of the moon. Similarly, whatever be the state of mind, good or bad, or it is moving, or it is agitated, or it is peaceful, the illuminator of that thought is not affected. This was clear. Then he says, whatever you are seeing is only a pratiti matra. Savai nivritti dharmena vasudeva anukampaya. If you are seeing something, that also is only a pratiti, an appearance only. This appearance can also go away if you do three things. What are those three things? Savai nibritti dharmena. You have to follow nibritti dharma. What is nibritti dharma?
Karma
yoga. Number one, you have to do karma yoga. Then vasudeva anukampaya. Vasudeva anukampaya. Grace of the Lord is also needed. So, mere ko bhi kuch karna hai. First, I have to do karma yoga. Then, we need the grace of the Lord also. How you will get? Bhagavat bhakti yogena. You have to do the bhakti of the Bhagwan. Devotion should be there. Love should be there toward the Lord. Then what will happen? This pratiti, this appearance will also go away. And how it will happen? Then it was said, yat indriyo upramascha drishtatmani pariharo. When you withdraw your indriya from the world and you are seeing inside, what will happen? Biliyante tada klesha sansupta eva krishna saha. Like in the deep sleep, we don't have any sorrow. No rag divis. Kuch nahi hota hai. Similarly, when you come to know that Atma Tattva, what will happen? All your sorrows will end. We have proved many times. It is scientific. It will end. Now you have to prove today, scientifically, when we come to know the Atman, after that, there is no more sorrow. You can take the support of BMI chart. Batao. When it is said, biliyante tada klesha sansupta seva krishna saha. Biliyante. All sorrows will end. All klesha will end. When you come to know that Atma Tattva. Now you have to prove. Unless you prove it, you will not tread that path. Prove karo. Maine to bahut baar prove kiya hai. Divide the chart into two. What is that?
Kumuji,
karenge aap? Try karo, haan. Good.
Well, when after going through BMI, PFT and OET, we come to exhaust all the vasanas. That's when we are realized and all our dukkha, sukha,
whether it will end or not, you have to prove. Somebody may doubt it. the route, the roadmap which you have said is perfectly okay. When we exhaust our vasanas, then we come to know. No doubt about that. But suppose if I come to know whether the sorrow will be there or not, tell me, prove it. Pehle prove karo, phir hum sab, I will start my journey. Chalo, I have done it many times. Come, bolo. Sthita pragya nahi amma. I have told you many
just
times.
Just clue de do.
Ek minute.
Just one clue. Give
1 minute. Yes, amma. Will you tell something?
I just didn't understand the question. So I'm trying to see.
Question is that once you come to know the Atma Tattva, the scripture, the Shastra is saying, and who has written the Shastra? Ved Vyas. Who is Ved Vyas? Is avatar of Lord Vishnu. So he, Vishnu himself is saying, what is he saying? Biliyante tadaklesa yad indriyo upramatha, when the indriya is uparam, uparam is withdrawn. And then what will happen? Drishta atmani pareharo. And then you see the atmani or the hari in yourself. You don't have to go to the temple to see hari. Where is hari? Hari is inside. If you come to know that Hari, what will happen? He says, biliyante tadaha klesa. Klesa means all sorrow will end. Biliyante. Liyante, biliyante. Liyante means end. Biliyante, vises rupen end.
All gone.
All gone.
From anatma.
Huh?
Sorrows come from anatma.
Right.
Kartritva
and bhoktitva.
That
you,
is
you have,
behavior would be.
You have to divide this chart into two.
Just give the clue, divide the chart into two.
Then you can prove it. What is this Om? Om is Atman, that is Hari. Where is Hari? It is inside me. And what is this?
Anatma.
Anatma, Vasana, body, mind, intellect, PFT, perceiver, feeler, thinker, OET, object of the world, emotions and thoughts. What is this? Anatma. Who is giving me sorrow? Atma or Anatma?
Anatma.
Any doubt about that? No doubt. Rupali ji, any doubt? No. Nobody has got doubt. Can Atma give you sorrow? No. Even an Atma will not give you sorrow if you are not attached. This chair is giving you joy now. Even if this chair breaks, it is not going to give you any suffering. Why? Chinmay Mission ka hai. Mera thodi na, it's not mine. Not going to give you sorrow. But if your chair breaks in the home, you will try to fix it. Mera hai. So that gives us. So all the sorrows are coming from Anatma. All the sorrows are coming from Anatma. And why it is come from Anatma? Because I am associated with it. I am attached to it. That's all. If I am not attached, no sorrow. So whenever you experience a sorrow, try to find out the cause of it,
yes.
And you will find the cause is your attachment to that thing. It may be an inert object, it may be a sentient being, or it may be a living entity, or your own friends, relatives, and so and so. So, clear? Now suppose, if I don't want sorrow, what I have to do? We have to move from anatma to atma?
Remove attachment.
Yeah.
Remove attachment? Yes, sthita pragya lachani, yeah. Sthita pragya knows this.
Yes.
Who is the sthita pragya? Sthita pragya person is a person whose pragya is sthitiya. Jiski pragya, jiski buddhi is established here. He is sthita pragya. Hum log kya hai? Hum log vishay pragya hai. Our buddhi is all here only. Are you scientifically convinced?
Yes.
The sorrow is coming only from anatma? And when I come to know the Brahman, how will you come to know? Then it has already said, when you withdraw from anatma. The first condition is yad yad indriyo upramatha. When the indriyas are uparama, uparama word is known to you, na? Sat sampatti.
Uparama? Where did you learn it?
The third one.
Third one of the sat sampatti. What is the first, second?
Shama.
Shama, dama, uparama?
Diksha.
The same uparama. Uparama where? Uparam will happen only when sam and dam is there. What is sam? Control of mind. What is dam? Control of your senses. So when mind and senses are controlled, control means what? When you withdraw from the world, then uparati happens, uparama. So when you withdraw from this, you withdraw from this, and then after that, drishtatmani pareharo. So suppose you withdraw here. Yahan par aake khade ho gaye, nothing doing after that. I have withdrawn and doing nothing. Step number is, you have to withdraw. Step number two, drishtatmani hare, then after that you further go ahead inside. Don't stop here. Step number one, withdraw. Step number two, further go ahead inside. Drishtatmani. When you come to know that Atman, that Hari in you, then what will happen? Biliyante klesha. All the sorrows will end. Ab batao, Atma chahiye? Chahiye. Everybody wants Atman. Because that will give you permanent sukh. Everybody wants sukh only. But we don't know the source of permanent sukh. Now the source of permanent sukh is Atman. Where is that Atman? It's not in the temple. Even in the Bhagavat it will be coming. Ki by daan tap nothing will happen. Ultimately, you have to have the knowledge. So what is that knowledge? Knowing our true nature is the knowledge. What is the nature of Atman? What is the nature of Atman? Satchitanand. Permanent Anand. And that source of permanent Anand is with me. And Anatma is giving me sorrow and sometimes gives me joy. Sometimes gives me joy means what? I want chair. The moment I got this chair, moment I am thinking I want, my mind is agitated. I want. The moment you get it, mind becomes quiet. When the mind becomes quiet, it is sukh. Then another agitation comes. No, ek hi hai. I need four at least for my dining table. Phir agitation shuru ho gaya. I have to get three more. So we think this chair is giving me sukh. No! When sukh is happening? Sukh is happening when the mind is quiet. Can I make my mind quiet without objects of the world?
Yes.
Yes, you can make. So I can be happy without the objects of the world also. And the proof is all our Sant Mahatmas. They are in the Himalaya, there are no objects there. But they are happy. So now you will be able to prove that, number one, the sorrow is coming from Anatma. Now you are able to prove, na?
Yeah.
Right. Number two, the source of all sukh is Atma. Atma will give you permanent sukh. Objects of the world will never give you permanent sukh because that is our own experience. Our own experience tells us we never got permanent sukh from the world. And once we come to know the Atma Tattva, biliyante klesaha, all the sorrows will end. You should not have an iota of doubt in this. If the science is clear, then we move forward. Vidurji understood whatever Maitriji said. And in 14th sloka number, it was said, Asesa Sanklesa Samam Vidyate Guna Nuvada Sravanam Murari. If you listen to gunas of the Leela of Hari, then also all the klesas goes away. What to talk about a person who is devoted to the Lord? He says, Kutaha Punah Charan Arvind Parag Seva Rati Atmalabdha. But who is loving the Lord, whose mind is devoted in the feet of the Lord, uska kya kehna hai? Uska kya kehna matlab? There will not be any sorrow for him. So this is for Vidurji. Maitri ji saying, Vidurji, you are the devotee. What to talk about the devotee? Only the listener of the Bhagavad Gita gets all the kleshas over. So you are the devotee. You are definitely, you will get it. Then Vidurji says,
Viduruvacha, samchinna sanshayo mayam, tava sukta sina vibho, avayatrapi bhagavan, manome sampradhavati.
O great one, like a sword, your words have cut asunder the tree of my doubt. My mind is now well established in understanding of the both nature of Ishwar and Jeev. Only in 4 and 5 verses, Maitriji explained the whole thing. And Vidurji caught it. And he said, my doubt is now over. I now know Ishwar is independent and Jeev is different and dependent and suffering. I know the nature of both. Ishwar can never be in the bandhan, in the bondage, and Jeev is always in bandhan. I have now understood it clearly. Next.
Sadve tadvyahitam vidvan atma mayayanam harehe avatya partham nirmulam vishwamulam nayatvahi.
He said, it is well stated by you that the cause of this world is Maya. The whole world is created by Maya. What is Maya? Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. That which is not there is Maya. Ya, Ma. Ma means no in Sanskrit. That which is not there is called Maya. So if anything is coming out of the Maya, can it exist?
No.
The meaning of Maya is that which is not there. And the whole world is come out from that Maya. Can you say this world is existing?
No.
But we are seeing.
Yes. It's dream number one.
It's dream number one. This is also pratiti, we are going to explain. Pratiti, this is pratiti. So it has no independent existence. This Maya has got no independent existence. If the Brahman is not giving support, then Maya cannot exist. Truly speaking, nothing can exist. Even the chair cannot exist because the easiness is there with the chair. If the easiness is removed from that chair, this name and form will collapse. The whole world is supported by that Brahman. Whole world is supported by Brahman. So Maya is supported by Brahman. It has got no independent existence. And apart from him, it cannot be understood at all. Unless you come to know the substratum, then you will realize only rope is there. There is no snake. Till such time you don't realize the rope, you will be seeing the snake. It's not that everybody is seeing snake. Some may seeing the rope itself. But a person who is seeing snake, if you tell him, no, this is not snake, this is rope, you bring a torch light, light of knowledge you bring, show him this is rope, you lift it. Then after that, can you project snake on that? No. After that you can't project. Kahan gaya snake? Gaya. So the Srishti is play of Maya. Srishti is play of Maya. Without being created, it is there. हमको दिखाई पड़ता है ना. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no jagat, there is no srishti. मगर हमको दिखाई पड़ता है. I am seeing it. Now I want to reach to that substratum. So how can I reach there? The Mahatma says, if you want to know whether the pot has got clay or not, you don't have to break the pot and to understand that it is made of clay. Kya tod ke dekhoge usko? No. Similarly, you don't have to dissolve the whole world. You don't have to destroy. Don't destroy a Naam Roop of the world. Falsify the Naam Roop and come to know the substratum of the world. In Tattva Bodh we have learned, where is that Atma? Sthula Sushma Karan Sar Vatirita Pancha Kosa Atita San. Pancha Kosa Atita. Pancha Kosa, we know Annamaya Pranamaya. Now I want to know the Atman. So pehle Annamaya ko kato, nikal do. Gaya Annamaya. Then Prana, usko bhi nikal ke phenk do. Mind, Buddhi, Anandamaya Kosh. By that time you reach there, you are not there. You can't understand. So what we have to do? We have to falsify Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, Manomaya Kosh, Vijnanamaya Kosh, Anandamaya Kosh. You falsify it, that's all. It's not real. Go beyond these five kosas or go beyond these three bodies, then you will realize it. That is Jnana. That is knowledge. Living within this body, we have to realize it.
Yascha Mooratamo Loke Yascha Buddhe Param Gataha Tau Vau Sukhame Dhete Klishyatyantarito Janaha.
Yascha Mooratamo Loke Yascha, one who is moodhatama. One word is moodha, moodhatara, moodhatama. You know, superlative degree. Moodha, moodhatara. And the next one is moodhatama. So here it is said, yascha moodhatama loke, one who is moodha. And yascha buddhe parangata, one who is gone beyond the buddhi. Gone beyond the buddhi or mind means what? He becomes jnani. Where is that consciousness? If I want to meet that consciousness, where I have to go? I have to go in my mind. Therefore it is said, buddhe param gata, one who has gone beyond mind. What is there in the mind? Only two things are there. One is the consciousness, second is the thought. Thought are the disturbances on the consciousness. So Gurudev has said, what is mind? Mind is a flow of thought, continuously thoughts are going, this is mind. If you want to go beyond mind, these are all inert. Who is illuminating? The consciousness is there, it is illuminating. This desire has come, now the anger has come, now this is done, this is done. And one who goes beyond these thoughts, going beyond thought means who has reached to the illuminator of the thoughts. He said, Tava ubhau sukham edhete. Both of them are happy. That means agyani, moodhatama. Who is moodhatama? Who is reveling in the world is the moodhatama. He is also happy. He has got no doubt that the sukh is in the world. No doubt. He is happy. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Every million is giving the sukh, na? He is happy there. And it is also said ignorance is bliss. Is it not so?
Yes.
Ignorance is bliss. And the second one, yasya buddhe paragata, one who has gone the beyond the mind, ta ubhav sukham edete, both are happy. And who are the unhappy people? Klishyanti antah rito jana, those who are in between these two. Klishyanti. Agyani to jnani, in between those two people. Either you become moodhatama, you are happy. Not only you, plain mood. Moodhatara, moodhatama.
Mahagyani.
Then you are happy. Or you become jnani, then you are happy. And in between the people, they are all suffering. Why jnani, while living also, he is not unhappy? He is always happy. Because he is not attached. That's all. He is not attached.
Yascha moodatamo loke.
Okay.
Achha, yes. Arthabhavam vinischitya pratitasyapi natmanah tam chapi yushmat charana sevayayam paramude.
Arthabhavam vinischitya. Now, I have come to know about this material world. Though it is appears to be real, but it is not real. It appears to be existing, but it is not existing. Vidurji is saying, when you have explained me that this is all the creation of Maya, Maya means Yama, Sa Maya, that which does not exist is Maya. So anything coming from the Maya, the world has come from Maya. So anything coming from the Maya is also not existing. Artha Vinishchitya, now I am confident about this thing. But what is there? It is said, Pratiti Sayapi Atmanaha. Pratiti. Pratiti means its appearance is still there. I have understood the theory portion, but abhi bhi lagta hai it is there. Pratiti is still there. That also he says, Tam Chapi Yusmat Charana Sevayaham Paranude. That also pratiti, that appearance also, I will remove it. How? Yusmat. Yusmat means by your, is addressing Maitri ji. Charana sevayaham, charana seva, I will serve you. He is telling his guru Maitri, I will serve you and I will remove this pratiti, this appearance also, whichever is left little bit, that also I will remove it. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsina. In Gita Lord has said, if you want that knowledge, what you have to do? Tad viddhi, if you want that knowledge, pranipatena, first you have to go and surrender. Kaise surrender karna hai? Like Arjun did. Arjun and Lord Krishna were together for many, many years. It is said when they were 70 year old, they came to the battlefield. But Arjun never surrendered before, so therefore Lord never gave him the knowledge of self. Aage nahi diya. In Bhagavad Gita, when he said in the battlefield that I am now surrendering, then Lord gave him the knowledge. So first you have to surrender. Tad viddhi, if you want to know that knowledge of self, pranipatena, you have to surrender. Pariprasnena sevaya, then you have to serve the teacher. After serving the teacher, then pariprasnena, ask him the question. What question? Vidur never asks the questions about his gross body, his subtle body, or his the causal body. He never asks about the worldly things. He asks about the Atman. Pariprasnena sevaya. Then what will happen? Upadechantite jnanam. The teacher will give you the jnana. And what is the qualification of that teacher? It is said, jnanina tattvadarshina. Jnanina. He has studied the scriptures. Tattvadarshina. He is seeing clearly. Tattva. Arey bhai, aapko agar mathematics aata hai, then only you can teach math. Is it not so? Only the teacher who knows that, he can only tell you, explain you. Otherwise, kaun batayega? So seva is very, very important part. And if you have seen a movie On a Quest, have you not seen Gurudev washing the clothes of Tapovan Maharaj? And there was a scene, you have torn my shirt. You are responsible. That means he was serving her. Even in Shankaracharya, Totkacharya used to serve. He once went to wash his dhoti and all that. He was late. The time of class has started. Other disciples said, start class now, is the time. Shankaracharya said, no. Let Totka come. Then I will start. And it is said Totka was a dull student. Other three were good students. So they were saying, why are you waiting for that dull student? You start the class. Nanka said, no.
Yat sevaya bhagavatah kutasthasya madhudvishah ratiraso bhavetibrah vadayor vashanardhanah.
By the worship of the devotees of the Lord. Devotee of the Lord? Guru here. By service to the Guru, I shall attain to that state of intense delight. He would tell me how to reach that state. And the attachment to the feet of Him, the Lord of all and the changeless being, by means of such attachment to the Lord, all sorrows are overcome. After that, there is no more janma and maran. So the teacher will tell us how to reach there. Teacher is not going to give you Atman. Teacher is going to tell you how to reach Atman. And whatever he has got it from his guru, whatever he has studied, and according to the Shastra, according to his understanding, he will teach you. Aisa aisa karo. And after that, karna hai ki nahi karna hai, that freedom each student has got. That is the written promise given by the Lord. Do you remember what is the written promise given by the Lord? Karmanne va adhikar asti. You have got the adhikar to do the karma, not do the karma, or do the ulta karma. And Mahatma says, coming to satsang, your choice. Not coming to satsang, your choice. Next time you don't come to satsang. You see whether the Lord obstructs you? No, he will not say anything. Or you will say, no, no, I am going to the pub now. Not satsang, I am going to do the dussang. Karo, going to cinema, ja. Lord is not going to tell anything. Because that freedom of action is only given to humans, not other species. Mango tree can never offer you oranges. That freedom is not there. Only the humans have been given this. And why it is given? Because they have the most developed intellect. Only they can discriminate between what is dharma, what is adharma. That is why this freedom is given to all of us. And we are misusing that freedom. Instead of discriminating between dharma and adharma, dharmam chara, follow the path of dharma. What we are doing? Adharmam chara, path of adharma. So today you have to repeat what I say and you have to be convinced. Yad drishyam, now repeat, yad drishyam. Drishyam means whatever is seen. Whatever is seen means what? Whatever is perceived by our organs of perception. That means we have got five organs of. And what are the five sense objects? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. There are only five sense objects. These are all seen. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. And the, we have got the mind. In that mind, there is continuous thoughts are there. Yadrisham tadjadam. Repeat. Yadrisham tadjadam. This is Vedvakya. I am not saying. It's all the scripture it is saying. Yadrisham tadjadam. There is no doubt. Whatever you are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, or whatever you are thinking in your mind about the world, or whatever emotions are here, everything is jadam, inert. Yad drishyam, tad jadam. Tad vikari. Yad jadam, tad vikari. Whatever is jada, whatever is inert, that is modifying. It is changing. Yad drishyam, tad jadam. Yad jadam, tad vikari. Yad vikari, tad vinasi. Yad drishyam, tad jadam. Yad jadam, tad vikari. Vikari means it's modifying. Yad vikari, tad vinasi. That will die, that will perish one day. Yad vinasi tan mithya. Mithya means it is there only for a particular period of time. Yad mithya tad asat. It is not there. So the last one is difficult to understand. Na? Rest of the things is very easy to understand. Yad drishyam tajjaram, whatever is you are seeing, perceiving, touching, tasting, everything is inert. Whatever is inert, it is modifying, it is changing. Whatever is modifying, changing, it will perish one day. Whatever is perishing, it is mithya. Mithya means it is limited in time. And whatever is mithya, it is asat, it is not existing at all. So the last part, not existing at all, is difficult to understand at this point of time. Even Vidurji also say, pratiti, it is still appearance. But by seva of my guru, I will be able to remove this pratiti also. This appearance also I will be able to remove. That means with the open eye also I will be able to see Brahman everywhere. I don't have to close my eyes. Bhagwan ne Arjun ko bhi dikha diya tha, with open eyes also you can see me everywhere, Vibhuti Yoga. It's not that I am only in your heart. Dhyan karo and then you go inside. Whenever you want to meet me, you have to close your eyes and go inside. That is only for the first time. After that, with open eye also you can see everywhere. Vivekananda asked, his earlier name was Naren. Naren asked Thakur Ramakrishna, have you seen Lord? Have you seen Ishwar? Then Thakur Ramakrishna said, I can see clearer than I am seeing you. Naren or Vivekananda was standing in front. Have you seen Lord? He's asking, the student is asking teacher, Bhagwan dekha hai? So he said, yes, I can even see clearly than seeing you. It's so clear to me. So with open eyes you can see.
So it's the same in Vivek
Chudapati, here
Jayate,
Parate. Same thing? That is. So, Yadrishyam, Tadjadam, Tad. Now, in the one straight line you can say Yadrishyam, Tadjadam, Yadjadam, Tad. Vikari, Yad Vikari, Tad. Vinasi, Yad Vinasi, Tad. Mithya, Yad Mithya. Now when you have to write in one line, then you can say this way. Yad desham tad jalam tad vikari tad vinasi tad mithya tad asat. Straight line. But to understand, you have to understand it. So up to mithya is not difficult to understand. Is it difficult? Whatever you are seeing is all inert, number one. And all the inner things are modifying, changing, continuously changing. This is law of the nature. You cannot stop it. Everything is changing. This building was constructed 10 years ago. Now it is slowly depreciating. A time will come, you have to demolish it. It's changing. Vikari, after that Vinasi. Vinasi means perishing. After Vinasi, Mithya. Mithya means it's limited in time. The life of this building may be 100 years or 200 years. You can't show me a structure of 500 year old, or 1000 year old. You can't show me any structure. Mithya, that is in limited in time. It is asat, it is not there. What is the nature of Atman? Just reverse it. Atman is adrishya. Adrishya means you cannot perceive with your organs of perception and your mind. You can't perceive. You have to go beyond mind. Beyond thoughts. What is mind? Mind is flow of thoughts. You have to go beyond mind to see the illuminator of the mind. So it is not inert, it is sentient, adrishya. Since it is adrishya, it is chetan. Drishya is jada. Is it not, sir? Yadrishya tad jada. And what is Atman? Just reverse. Atman you can't see. Therefore it is not drishya, it is adrishya. Adrishya is not jada, it is chetana. It is not vikari. Jada is vikari. Atman is not. Jada is vinasi. Atman is avinasi. Then that is mithya, but this is not mithya. It is sat. It is existing. It is eternal. Mithya means limited in time. And nitya means eternal, not limited in time. Atman is not limited in time. And all the mithya vastu are asat. And this is sat. So now repeat yadrisham tad jaram tad vikari tad vinasi tad mithya tad sat. And how is the Atman? Adrishya, Chetan, Abhikari, Abhinasi, Nitya, and Sat. Hope you will remember this.
Yes, yes. Test us later.
20th looked upon.
One more verse we will see.
Durapayalpatapasah seva vaikunthavartmasu yatropagiyate nityam deva devo janardanah.
So by serving the Lord devotee Guru, who is a living being person, he will help me to the reach to the feet of the Lord Vishnu or to the Atman. And he, in whose company, he always thinks about the Janardhan or the Narayan, or he is discussing about the Lord only. And who is adored even by the gods cannot be secured by men of little penance. It is said here, Durapa alpatapasaha. Alpatapasa, jisne kamti tapasya ki hai. It's a very deep, deep slok. So whenever the Hari Katha is happening, know it for sure, Mahatma says the Janardhan is present there. Number one. Number two, it is said, in Ramayana it is also said, Mote Sant Adhikari Lekha. Mote Sant. Sant means the Guru who is telling you the path. Like in Bhajan also it comes, Guru Gobind Dohu Kade Kake Lagu Paaye, Balihari Guru Aapki, Gobind Diyo Bataaye. If the Guru, he tells you, this is Gobind. So even the Gobind is present everywhere. He is present in me and he is present outside also. I don't know. Who will tell me? The teacher will tell me. It is there inside, it is outside, it is there. Now, will I get this teacher? It is said, the Alpa Tapasa will not get. Those who has done the alpa tapas, jiska punya nahi hai, he will not get a teacher. They will not get a chance to meet also, forget about the serving the teacher. In Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya ji said, durlabham trayam eta devanugraha hetukam manushyattam mamuchyattam mahapurusha sansraya. Durlabham, these three are very rare to get. If you get it, know it for sure, deva anugraha hetukam. It is because of the anugraha, because of the grace of the Lord you got. What is manushyattam? You have got the manushya body, but you don't have manushyattam. Even in the human body, in the manushya body, many people are behaving like animals. Manliness is not there. Mumuchuttam, that is not there. Not everybody gets a chance to know about the Atman and get liberated. Mumuchuttam nahi hai. I want liberation. A jnani will not come because he is also happy. We have all earlier seen, a jnani is also happy. Humko nahi chahiye kuch. And in Bhaj Govindam also it is said, Guru Charnambuj Nirvar Bhakta Sansaradi Charat Bhava Mukta. There are many sadhanas given in Bhaj Govindam. The last verse says, the student asks, I cannot do all these things, whatever you have said. Is there any direct path? Shankaracharya said, Guru Charnambuj Nirvar Bhakta. Go and hold on to the feet of the Guru. Guru Charan Ambuj. Ambuj means lotus. Lotus comes out of the mud only, kichar, but it is above the water. Nirbhar Bhakta, one who is dependent on the Guru, it is said, Sansarat Achirat Bhava Mukta. Sansarat, from this sansar. What is this sansar? Sansarati iti sansar, continuously changing. Achirata, chir means it will take time. Achirat means it will not take time. Bhava Mukta, you will be free. So the direct path for realization is your Guru. Without Guru, realization can never happen. The seva, those who have got no tapas, no punya, they will never get any chance to meet the teacher. Many times I have said that the teacher and the taught relationship is built in the by the Lord. It is not in our hand. So Mahatma are the direct path for the realization of the God. They always revel and discuss Brahman only. Those who have got the little punya, they will never get a chance to meet the Mahatma. Forget about the serving the Mahatma. Who is saying? I am not saying. Ved Vyas is saying. Who is Ved Vyas? Lord Vishnu ka avatar bol rahe hain. Mano nahi mano aapki marzi.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Dhyo Namah Hari Om.